W-E-T-E-N-P-C.
Your night in just got legendary. Get ready to chase the rush, spin, win, and redeem instantly straight to your bank account at legendswithaz.com. With free-to-play slots, blackjack, keno, roulette, and more, experience all the thrills of Vegas without leaving your couch. Legends has it all.
Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Nope. Void where prohibited. Must be 18 plus. Play responsibly. Visit legends.com for full details.
Get in the game now and score a 50% bonus on your first purchase only at legendswithaz.com.
I'm John Batts with my colleague Bill Raggio, Senior Fellow, Foundation for Defense of Democracies. He keeps the Long War Journal. Iraq. U.S. Central Command carried out an airstrike that killed Abdallah Maki Musli al-Rafa, known as Abu Khadija. Rafi was a top leader in the Islamic State. The Islamic State in Iraq, Bill, is that still a credible force?
Yeah, so it's the Islamic State still has a significant presence in Iraq. It operates primarily in very rural areas and desert areas of both Iraq and Syria. It's still a dangerous organization. It launches attacks in both countries. Now, the Iraqi government has done a decent job in going after the leadership of the Islamic State. And I know him better as Abu Khadija, so I'll refer to him as such. He's a very important individual within the Islamic State. The U.S. military identified him as the Islamic State's second in command. He's the leader of what is known as the head of the General Directorate of Provinces. As well as he's also a leader, which basically makes him the chief of their global operations. That position, the Islamic State has provinces in Africa, in the Middle East, in Asia and Southeast Asia. So someone like the head of the GDP would be coordinating those operations. It's akin to what Al-Qaeda describes as their general manager. So it's an extremely important position, but he may have been the head of these overall emir, the caliph of the Islamic State. There's a dispute. The United Nations Analytical Support and Sanctions Monitoring Team has discussed this in its last report from mid-February. There's there's a disagreement within the intelligence community. Some people believe that it's a Somali named Mumin who could be the emir of the Islamic State. Some are saying he's the head of the GDP and the Abu Khadija is the head of the Islamic State. So regardless, this is a very important kill for the U.S., for the Iraqi government, because no matter how you rank him, whether he was the head of the Islamic State or the second in command and the head of the General Directorate of Provinces, it doesn't matter. Someone like him is very important to an organization that has suffered some significant losses to its top leadership. But I always caution, taking out the leadership of these terrorist organizations, it's necessary, it's a good thing, but it has to be done in a way where it has to be done swiftly, in a way that causes the group to have a leadership vacuum. I haven't seen this with either Al-Qaeda or the Islamic State or any of the other terrorist groups. They do have someone in the wings to take his place, whether it's the emir of the Islamic State or caliph of the Islamic State or the head of its GDP.
The president of the United States put out an announcement. Bill quotes it in his Long War Journal piece. The fugitive leader of ISIS in Iraq was killed. He was relentlessly hunted down by our intrepid warfighters in coordination with the Iraqi government and the Kurdish regional government. The prime minister of Iraq, al-Sudani, put out this statement that Rafi was considered one of the most dangerous terrorists in the world. Bill, this looks like a major kill for Iraq. So it's important now for us to establish where ISIS is here at the beginning of the Trump administration. Are they a threat in Afghanistan? Are they a threat in Iraq? Are they a threat in the region? Or are they boutiques? How to characterize them, Bill?
No, I would definitely describe the Islamic State as a threat, a global threat. In Afghanistan, they have attempted to direct attacks against the U.S. and the West. Several plots have been foiled. Now, of course, the Taliban is their enemy, so they have some problems there. That doesn't make the Taliban our friends. Sometimes the enemy of my enemy is my enemy. In the Middle East, in Iraq and Syria particularly, the Islamic State, while they don't control territory as they had in the past, they're still a significant threat. They control territory in rural areas. They have thousands of fighters in their ranks. The reality is the U.S. and the Iraqi government are going after the leadership of the Islamic State because it is a threat. It, you know, the CENTCOM characterizes it, I'm going to quote directly, as, quote, a threat to the region and beyond, end quote. So it's and then we look at Africa, where the Islamic State, both the Islamic State and Al-Qaeda, have significant networks. So the group, you know, John, we always describe there's an ebb and flow to the jihad. Some of these groups are up, they're down at times, but what they really excel at is weathering the storm. And that's what the Islamic State has done. That's what Al-Qaeda has done. They do not, they have not given up on their goals of establishing local emirates or provinces of the Islamic States with the overall goal of establishing a global caliphate and imposing its harsh version of Sharia on the people of the world.
The strike was in Anbar province. Is there significance there, Bill? Is Anbar lawless?
Anbar has long been a home to, began with Al-Qaeda in Iraq. That was its base of operations, and which became the Islamic State in Iraq. And then, of course, the Islamic State, the split between Al-Qaeda and the Islamic State in 2014.
30 seconds, Bill. 30 seconds.
Became its own. And yeah, Anbar is a significant, the Islamic State has a presence in Anbar. It has a presence in the Hamrun Mountains up in northern Iraq. It might be down, but it's not out.
Bill Raggio, Senior Fellow, Foundation for Defense of Democracies. Airstrikes.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.
You're great at protecting your own personal information. You probably even use things like two-factor authentication, strong passwords, and a VPN. But as much as you try to be in control of how your information is protected, there are lots of places that also have it, and they might not be as careful as you are. That's why LifeLock monitors millions of data points every second for identity threats. If your identity is stolen, a LifeLock U.S.-based restoration specialist will help solve identity theft issues on your behalf, guaranteed or your money back. Plus, all LifeLock plans are backed by the $1 Million Protection Package, meaning LifeLock will reimburse you up to the limits of your plan if you lose money due to identity theft. You might not be able to control how others handle your personal information, but you can help protect it with LifeLock. Save up to 40% your first year. Call 1-800-LIFELOCK and use promo code IHEART or go to LifeLock.com/iHeart for 40% off. Terms apply.
Your night in just got legendary. Get ready to chase the rush, spin, win, and redeem instantly straight to your bank account at legendswithaz.com. With free-to-play slots, blackjack, keno, roulette, and more, experience all the thrills of Vegas without leaving your couch. Legends has it all.
Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Must be 18 plus. Play responsibly. Visit legends.com for full details.
Get in the game now and score a 50% bonus on your first purchase only at legendswithaz.com.
Tired of spills and stains on your sofa? WashableSofas.com has your back. Featuring the Anabay Collection, the only designer sofa that's machine washable inside and out, where designer quality meets budget-friendly prices. That's right, sofas start at just $699. Enjoy a no-risk experience with pet-friendly, stain-resistant, and changeable slipcovers made with performance fabrics. Experience cloud-like comfort with high-resilience foam that's hypoallergenic and never needs fluffing. The sturdy steel frame ensures longevity, and the modular pieces can be rearranged anytime. Check out WashableSofas.com and get up to 60% off your Anabay sofa, backed by a 30-day satisfaction guarantee. If you're not absolutely in love, send it back for a full refund. No return shipping or restocking fees. Every penny back. Upgrade now at WashableSofas.com. Offers are subject to change and certain restrictions may apply.